Hi, this is Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another episode of Decoding Prospect Speak. Prospect Speak is where a prospect declines your offering but tries to let you down easy without telling you the real reason why. So in Decoding Prospect Speak, we tell you what they really meant. For example, what does the prospect mean when they say, "My partner vetoed me"? Does that mean that two partners heard pitches from different providers, then compared notes and chose your competitor? Not likely, because it would be inefficient for both partners to be handling the same task. And it would be weird to have the person who didn't hear the pitch make the decision. So is your prospect weird and inefficient? Probably not. What's more likely the case is that the prospect vetoed herself and decided to go with your competitor or to keep her current provider. So if they said, "My partner vetoed me," they meant, "I'm going with your competitor." But the decision may not be final. If you want this business, you've got to think on your feet. The temptation is to ask to meet with the partner who supposedly vetoed you. But don't do that. You're just putting your prospect in an awkward position because she may not even have a partner. She may double down with another soft letdown and tell you that the decision has been made, but that you should stay in touch for future opportunities. See, now you have a hard no. Before it was a soft no. So you want to keep yourself in the game by not challenging the decision that the prospect seems to have already made. Instead, ask if she wouldn't mind telling you who ended up winning the business. If she tells you, she's probably angling for a better price. But you're not asking because you want to start a bidding war. Remember, she didn't actually say your price was too high. She said her partner chose someone else. So when she tells you who they chose, compliment her choice. Say, "You know what? He's a good guy. But I do have a few clients who came to me from him. They switched because," then insert whatever your market differentiator is. Ask if that's something that your prospect and her partner considered. You're back in the game. In fact, you could close this one right on the spot. But this episode is about decoding prospect speak, not about closing sales. So we will revisit this particular fact pattern in one of the sales conversion podcasts. If you can't wait, pick up a copy of Sales for Lawyers and read Chapter 4 on sales conversion. Until then, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another episode of They Said They Meant, Decoding Prospect Speak. See you next time when we'll tell you what they mean when they say, "We don't have it in the budget right now."